Set the first button on your radio for Seattle's first conservative talk station, Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Man, it's been a busy morning here on the John Carlson Show. Check out some of the highlights of the program by going to KVI.com. All the daily highlights of our show. We had a wonderful conversation with Judd Gregg, three-term senator from New Hampshire, former governor there as well, and some other wonderful vignettes here. From the program again.
We need to come up with a new word for busy. We've probably been on hyperdrive.
Our great website, KVI.com. All right. Most people, including some prominent liberals in and out of politics, for instance, Jon Stewart, has acknowledged and complimented, I won't say praised, but complimented Rand Paul for his one-man filibuster. To draw attention to the misguided U.S. policy, which I think will now be hastily reversed, that had allowed the federal government to hit American citizens with a drone strike, not just overseas, which I think is fine if we've identified them as enemy combatants supporting al-Qaeda, but also would allow them to be struck down by a drone here in the United States if we believe they were engaged in terrorism. There were members of the Senate, both parties, who were supporting his filibuster and who believe that he's raising very valid constitutional questions. So Nancy Pelosi was asked her impressions of the filibuster, and here's what she said.
There are certain things that fall into the category of life is too short. I myself had, four speeches to make last night. I was doing my own thing, you know. I had my own responsibilities.
Now, unlike Rand Paul, no one was paying attention to you.
Nancy Pelosi is happy to have somebody at a cafe in San Francisco get fished by a drone strike, I guess.
You know, well, that's, you know, if she would have said...
Because that was the example that they used.
Now, here's what you would hope she would say. Something like... You know, I disagree with Senator Paul on so many things, but I think he was raising a valid constitutional issue.
Yeah.
That's, a little bit of graciousness. And instead, this is the same constitutional expert, Nancy Pelosi, who, when asked whether Obamacare was constitutional, just stared at the reporter who asked the question and said, "Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?"
And said stuff like, "We have to pass it so we can read it."
And she was and said, "Yeah, we have to pass Obamacare to see." But that's what she said to the reporter who asked her, "Are you serious?" And, of course, it looked like the Supreme Court. Well, actually, the Supreme Court did strike down the mandate as unconstitutional, but then allowed it by a single vote to continue if it were rebranded a tax rather than a penalty. But anyway, with that said, I mean, that just says so much about Nancy Pelosi. We mentioned yesterday, covered in great detail, the death of Hugo Chavez, Venezuelan strongman, who... Unlike other, this guy was smart enough as a military strongman in South America, nothing new there, to spout left-wing cliches and use populist rhetoric. So the American, and most important, anti-American rhetoric. So the American left fell in love with the guy. And Stephen Colbert delivered what is probably the best line yet about the demise of Hugo Chavez.
There are two huge breaking stories tonight. First, Hugo Chavez, Venezuelan strongman and friend of the show, is dead. Repeat, Hugo Chavez is dead. Obviously, this leaves, I know. This leaves a huge hole in South American politics and an even bigger collection of flag tracksuits. But our other breaking story tonight, Jon Stewart has announced he will be taking the summer off from The Daily Show. Yes, we wish him all the best in his new project, ruling the country of Venezuela. Generalissimo.
Hey, he'd be an improvement. He would be an improvement. Okay, we got to round out the show here. Yesterday, as you know, the four of us, that would be Philip J. Vandervoort III, social media maven Brittany Perrault, Marina Rockinger, and yours truly, emulated the example of 7-year-old Josh Welsh, who got himself suspended from school for nibbling his Pop-Tart, Kellogg's Pop-Tart, into the shape of a handgun.
Yep.
And violated the weapons policy of the school and was kicked out of school for 2 days. So we here decided to see how easy that would be. And we actually put our four gun designs up for public vote. Do we have an update? Because I heard some...
I think Brittany's actually got an update on some of the great comments that ended up there as well.
Very good. Brittany Perrault, what do we have? Because a lot of people voted, and I'm pleased to report that I was doing very well in the voting.
Well, I'm pleased to announce that your three comments to yourself, to vote for yourself, don't count.
That's true.
So
this is not King County elections here, Carlson.
What? What? No, King County elections is, oh, what's this? I just found a vote. A
couple more votes coming
I found,
in.
Oh, and there's one over there.
Well.
Behind the chair, the file cabinet. There's a box of ballots.
The people have voted. And yes. The trigger prevails.
Oh, no.
And I win.
What?
Brittany's out in front.
Are you kidding me?
So that means I, as of right now, am suspended for 2 days. So I'll see you on Tuesday.
You can come back for next
Tuesday. Suspended for 2 days. I forgot. This is a gun-free building. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, it's all the time we have for now. So, again, check out my Facebook fan page, John Carlson Radio. And check out... Our KVI website, KVI.com, because we do an after show, and Laura Ingraham comes up next.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.